And now the game where we invite well-known personalities on to answer questions about things they don't know anything about. Amazingly, many of them agree to do this. Judy Blume has more than 75 million copies of her books in print, including such perennial classics of children's literature as Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Forever, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, Fudge, two dozen others. We are so pleased to have her join us, but we cannot help indulging in the obvious joke. So, are you there, Judy Blume? It's us. Wait, wait.
I'm here, Peter.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to our show. We're delighted to have you. It's amazing. Your first book came out in, 1969, was it?
Yes, and I can still walk and talk.
I know. It's great. But it's incredibly, I mean, there must now be three generations or more of people, of kids, now adults, who grew up reading your books.
Well, you know, I did a book signing the other day for my new book, and it was wonderful because it was not three generations yet, but definitely two generations.
A lot of them. So how did you come to start writing children's literature?
I had a lot of creative energy inside me, and it needed a way to come out. And finally, I found a way to let them out, and it seems to be okay.
But specifically children literature, you were drawn to that?
Yeah, I'm such a kid, and I identify so much with kids. And, you know, that's what I love.
Wow.
Although I have written some naughty
yes.
books for adults.
Yes.
Just so you know who you're talking to.
I know.
Okay.
Now, one of the things you're known for, in addition to being one of the most beloved authors of children's books and books for young adults, you've also been one of the most controversial, through no fault of your own. People have kept trying to ban your books, which is weird, if you ask me.
It is very weird. There are people who think puberty is a really dirty word.
Yeah, you mean they're trying to ban your book because you write about menstruation. As far as I know, half of all human beings, more or less, go through this. It's not like a secret. What was
yes,
there?
Yes, but there are people out there who think if their kids don't read about it, they won't know about it. If they don't know about it, it will never happen. But
really,
you know what? We know. We have news for them, right?
Yeah. Now, we understand in one particular case, one of your books, you actually went and updated it for the present day.
You know, I didn't update the book. I just changed the equipment, and I did it actually in two books. I mean, with the Fudge books, it was updating the electronics, which, of course, you can never update. But it doesn't change the characters or the story.
So so now they're playing a video game, and originally they were playing with an abacus or something?
No, but I had to come up with a reason why she was using a mimeograph machine.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved that
song. And I did update the menstrual equipment in Margaret because...
What menstrual equipment?
You'll find out when you grow up.
I'm going to have to read this book. There's something I don't know about.
All those pins and belts, kids didn't know what that was. They were going to have to go to their mothers, and then they were going to their grandmothers, and it was like, okay, let's just make this easy because otherwise it takes them out of the story. And they think I wrote the book for them.
Exactly.
I thought menstrual equipment was what you blacked your face with.
No.
That's where you come from.
See, exactly. Yeah, right.
And you're still writing. You have a new book, of course, out for kids.
I do.
Soupy Saturday.
Soupy Saturday.
Which are a continuation of the adventures of the Great One and the Pain. Am I getting this right?
The Pain and the Great One. It's not really a continuation. It's just telling more stories about them.
Right. And have you ever? I mean, I know you've written some fiction for adults. You've written Wifey, of course, and the bestseller Summer Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an urge to do something entirely different? To write, you know, God knows what, a thriller, a fantasy adventure, a science fiction, anything?
No. That's not what I can do.
No. But maybe you can bring that touch, that gift you have to other topics, or like a young wizard dealing with masturbation, for example.
By J.K. Rowling and Judy Blume.
Exactly. You could combine, you know? It'd be great.
It'd be amazing.
Judy Blume, it's so nice to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Judy Blume, come on down!
So recently, Bob Barker ended his remarkable 35-year run on the game show The Price is Right, so we thought we would commemorate his career with three questions about the history of that show, taken from the new book, Come On Down, written by Stan Blitz, a producer of the show. Get two right, and you will win a prize for one of our listeners, a brand new car! Actually, no, just Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine, but that's nice, too. Corva, who is author Judy Blume playing for?
Jeremy Glazer from Chicago.
All right, you ready to play?
Yeah, I feel sorry for Jeremy.
Why, hold on, why do you feel sorry for Jeremy?
I feel sorry for Jeremy because I'm the worst test taker in the world. You know how I took the SATs? I'm the only person in the world who went in to take the SATs, and I panicked, and I filled in all those little circles at random.
Really?
Every single one of them, yes.
I used a straight edge.
Well, how did that work out for you?
It doesn't give you the best test score.
No.
But I managed to go to college anyway.
Well, good for you. All right, we'll see how you do. So get your number two pencil ready. Here is your first question.
Okay.
As I'm sure you know, a highlight of The Price is Right is the Showcase Showdown. These showcases are displays of a collection of prizes, and they're often presented with a theme or as a skit. Which of these was the real theme to a showcase seen on a show back in the 1970s? Was it A, May the Sauce Be With You, featuring an alcoholic Luke Skywalker? B, Bob and Carol and Ted and a new RV with a wife-swapping theme? Or C, We've Got a Prize You Can't Refuse, in which one of the models pretends to shoot another in an Italian restaurant?
I like Bob and Carol.
Bob and Carol and Ted in a new RV, in which wife swappers, or presumably swingers, demonstrate the new RV somehow. That's your choice?
That's my choice. I like that.
You know what that is, Judy? That is your next book. But sadly, it is not the right answer. It was A, May the Sauce Be With You.
May the sauce be with you.
They dressed up legendary announcer Johnny Olson as Luke Skywalker, and they sat him in the prize car and had him drinking out of a bottle in a paper bag. This
but
was funny
see,
in 19... 19-
you can see where my mind is. I like that, Bob and Carol.
I know.
Well, it's part of growing up.
Yeah. All you need is an RV and two friends. You can go do it yourself, I guess. So. All right, you still have two more chances. Next question. The show has not offered fur coats as a prize for decades because of the objections of host Bob Barker, a well-known animal activist. That is not the only political stance the show has taken, though. What other statement has The Price is Right made? A, during the invasion of Grenada in 1983, they canceled a showcase with a Caribbean theme out of respect to the troops. B, during the run-up to the Iraq War, they stopped giving away vacations to France. Or C, during the Watergate hearings, Bob Barker wore a small yellow pen reading, "Yes, he is a crook."
I'm going to go with Grenada.
You're going to go with Grenada, that they decided that out of respect to our troops in peril, they wouldn't offer a trip to a Caribbean paradise.
That's my choice.
I'm afraid it was B. They stopped giving away trips to France during the run-up to the Iraq War.
Oh, my.
Producer Stan Blitz said, quote, "It would look like we were handing over our contestants to a firing squad. We didn't give away trips to France for years."
Oh, well.
Oh, well. You have one more question. Let's see if you can get this one right. As you know, contestants are picked from the audience and are told to come on down. On one very famous occasion, what happened? A, the contestant ran down, appeared on camera with his real name and his little name tag, and was arrested an hour later on a fugitive warrant. B, the contestant jumped up and down so much that she jumped right out of her tube top and ran up to her podium naked from the waist up. Or C, the contestant ran down to the podium, got completely freaked out, turned and ran out of the room and out into the parking lot and was never seen again.
Well, that's the one I like.
It is?
Just, I like that one.
Right. So which one are you going to pick, though?
I'm going to pick it.
You're going to pick the one about the people just coming down... Gets there, looks around, goes, turns around, runs right up the aisle, out the door, boom.
That's the kind of thing I would do.
Really?
I might.
I'm holding my breath. I'm glad you're not here in person because the real answer was B. The contestant's name was Yolanda, and her unwitting striptease was broadcast with a big blue bar keeping it decent for broadcast.
No.
Became infamous, one of the most famous moments in TV history.
Oh, well, you see, that's how well I know the show.
Bob Barker looked at her, and she was there, and she didn't realize this had happened. She was just standing there, topless. And he said, "You came down, and they came out," said Bob. Which is why they paid him the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, Korva, how did author Judy Blume do in our quiz?
Well, she needed at least two right, so she only had none. So Jeremy Glazer will not get Carl Castle's voice on his romance.
Jeremy, I'm really sorry.
It's like, then again, maybe you didn't.
Maybe I didn't. Right.
Judy Blume is the author of over 25 books for children and adults. Her latest book is Soupy Saturdays with the Pain and the Great One. She also has a blog you can check out at judybloom.com. Judy Blume, thank you so much for joining us today. So delighted to have you. In just a minute, Korva, here's a who in the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, and Princess Cruises offering 90 itineraries to over 270 destinations throughout the world. Princess Cruises, escape completely. Anne and John Herman supporting City Year and the young adults who dedicate a year of their lives to community service and leadership development at cityyear.org. And the Kellogg Foundation helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families, and their communities on the web at WKKF.org. We will be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR National Public Radio.